Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo tengo casi 33 años de ser forense. Nunca había visto una escena así.
In spring 2021, reporter Brian Avelar launched an investigation that began in the depths of a grave dug by a serial killer and ended with the government forcing him and other journalists to flee El Salvador. Sonoro and Revista Factum present Humo, Murder and Silence in El Salvador. The story behind a country where the truth and its citizens' rights are buried under the weight of power.
Señor Ministro, ¿dónde está Karen y Eduardo Guerrero? ¿Dónde están mis hijos?
Listen to Humo, Murder and Silence in El Salvador, wherever you get your podcasts.
Scary mysteries, twisted news. Mystery around Gabby Petito, and clinically dead for 45 minutes. Terrifying cases of true crimes and strange events. Every week, Twisted News dives into two mysterious and scary cases currently happening in our world. This week, we'll tackle the mystery behind Gabby Petito's untimely death and the baffling case of a woman pronounced dead, but who came back to life. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted News. Number 1. Mysteries Surrounding Gabby Petito's Death. The disappearance and eventual murder of Gabby Petito is thought to be one of the most talked about cases in recent times. It's captivated the nation and the world beyond, with international news organizations devoting coverage to the surprising developments of the investigation. The obsession of social media users scouring Petito's each and every post for clues contributed to the ever-growing attention. At this point, you may be wondering, what makes this case so special? And what are the mysteries surrounding it? These are what you're about to find out. On July 2nd, 2021, Petito, who is best known online as the Van Life Vlogger, and her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, embarked on a cross-country camping trip. As what they revealed in their YouTube channel, this journey was expected to last for at least 4 months, as they planned to include making stops at several national parks along the way. A little more than a month into the journey on August 12th, the white van that they were traveling in was pulled over by police in Moab, Utah. The two were apparently seen having an altercation, with the witness saying that the man allegedly hit his companion. The cops then looked into the matter, and consequently, the two were separated for the night. Then towards the end of the month, the couple were once again seen fighting at a Wyoming restaurant. This would be the last time they were ever seen together. Because on September 1st, the groom-to-be reportedly drove back alone to his parents' home in Florida. At this point, no one knew what had happened to Petito, or where she had gone afterwards. But then 10 days later on September 11th, the woman's family reported her missing. One of the first people to be asked by investigators was, of course, Laundrie. But instead of answering the queries, his family faced the authorities on his behalf and even turned the investigators over to their lawyer. As a result, the police named the boyfriend a person of interest in his girlfriend's disappearance. Authorities said he was hindering the investigation by not providing crucial details. Then, a week after this, his family announced that their son had gone missing as well. A dual search operation was conducted, each for Petito and Laundrie. Northport police scoured the vast Florida Wildlife Reserve on September 18th for signs of the 23-year-old man. Meanwhile, the FBI went back to a national park in Wyoming, where the YouTuber was last seen. A day later, on September 19th, the thing that everyone feared the most happened. On that day, the FBI announced that they had discovered Petito's body in one of the park's campgrounds. Following this shocking development, local law enforcement intensified their efforts to locate Laundrie, who, at this time, is under a federal arrest warrant. By September 25th, a reward was put up for the person in question, and then things got a little more awry with the release of the autopsy report. In it, it said that the victim had died by strangulation. The medical examiner also said that her time of death was believed to be around 3 to 4 weeks from the time that her remains were discovered. By estimates, this was around the time when Laundrie abandoned their cross-country escapade and went back home to Florida. Throughout the course of the investigation, the public strongly believes that Petito's boyfriend really has something to do with her disappearance and untimely passing. The circumstances, though they have yet to be thoroughly reviewed, seem to suggest as well. As of now, the Petito homicide case remains yet to be solved. There's been, supposedly, several sightings of Laundrie all around the country and on the Appalachian Trail, but he's yet to be apprehended. The man thought to be responsible, or at least has the knowledge in the matter, is yet to be discovered, and the police and the FBI continue to call for the public's assistance in the investigation. Number 2. Clinically dead for 45 minutes. Call it a miracle, an anomaly, or a glitch in the matrix, but some unbelievable things in life just happen, and not even the smartest person on the planet can make sense of it. Kathy Patton, a woman from Baltimore, was on the golf course on July 2, 2021. On that same day, she received a distress call telling her that her daughter, Stacy Pfeiffer, was going into labor. The soon-to-be-born child was supposed to be her 8th grandchild. The grandmother was quick to drop out of the session and headed immediately to the Greater Baltimore Medical Center, the hospital where Pfeiffer was admitted. Despite the fact that this was nothing new to her, the grandma felt intensely nervous as she waited by her daughter's side. The mixed feelings of anxiety and excitement must have been too much for her heart to handle, and she suddenly began to feel sick. Medical workers at the same hospital took notice of it and recommended her to head over to the emergency room. Despite her being in close proximity to the ER, Patton never made it there as she fell into cardiac arrest. Healthcare workers who attended to her care said that she quickly lost her pulse, her blood pressure drastically dropped, and her brain was out of oxygen. She was then declared clinically dead for 45 minutes. But not losing hope in their patient, the doctor went on to administer CPR on the woman. For some unforeseen, inexplicable, and outrightly bizarre reason, Patton then woke up from the apparent eternal slumber. It was even more surprising for everyone when they found out that she recovered without incurring any damage to her brain or any of her vital organs. She has since made a full recovery. Patton said in later interviews that she was definitely scared going through the harrowing experience. Still, she was grateful to God for giving her a second chance in life, a chance to become the better person that she can be. At the very same time when the grandmother was having a heart attack, the expectant mother was also having trouble delivering her firstborn. Alora, as the baby was later named, had become stuck in Pfeiffer's birth canal for 36 hours. The mom-to-be had no choice but to undergo an emergency C-section. The operation went on successfully. The center staff couldn't help but exclaim that this had to be the second miracle that happened that day. The fact that the three, Patton, Pfeiffer, and baby Alora, were in the same place at the same time wasn't just but a pure coincidence. To the family, it was fate that brought them there together. It was just fate that my mom was supposed to be here. It was ultimately because of Alora that my mom is here and happened to be at the right place at the right time. She truly is a walking miracle, Pfeiffer said in an interview. Meanwhile, the people at the hospital were thankful for that miracle. It gave them hope and the means to fight for life. You taught us what it means not to give up, one of the doctors said. Patton wasn't the only woman to have gone through this unimaginable ordeal, as there have been a few being recorded in medical history. Called the Lazarus syndrome, this physiological anomaly happens when a person's blood circulation returns spontaneously after the heart stops beating. Lazarus is a character in the Bible who returned to life 4 days after his death. Despite the advancements in modern science, experts still can't figure out how this thing can occur. No one even knows what could trigger the so-called revival, as well as the condition needed for it to take place. But regardless of how we call it, a miracle, a stroke of luck, or divine intervention, one thing is for sure. Patton is now happy spending her second life with her little Alora. So there were two of the most intriguing and miraculous stories around. The world can be a crazy place, and Twisted News is sure to show you why. If you guys like this video, then please subscribe to our channel. We have new videos coming out every single week for you guys to check out. Also check out our podcast called Everytown. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you soon.